Page 190. Death of Industry.
Imagine just for a second you could transport someone from the Edwardian period, one of those holidaymakers in Blackpool from before the First World War, say. Imagine you could drag them 100 years into the present day, from the start of the 20th century into the start of the 21st. Now, what do you think they'd find most surprising, most remarkable about this modern world?
It's a tough question, because frankly, so much has changed. More in this past century than in any in our history. Think of all the stuff we can buy now. Computers and TVs and mobile phones. Think of the impact of all this new technology on the way we live our lives. Think of changes in society. Multiculturalism, the impact of immigration since the Second World War. Think of the ways relationships have shifted between men and women. In the workplace, in the home, so many profound transformations. And yet,
do you know what I think would surprise them more than anything? Well, let me unpack it for you. I'm in what's left of Lister's Mill in Bradford. It was a textile mill, and 100 years ago, this place employed 10,000 people. It was the biggest factory in the world. Industry back then was the source of our wealth, our pride, our hope.
Well, let me break it to you gently. It's over. Our status as the workshop of the world, it's gone. This place, Lister's, is being converted into designer apartments. And very nice they are too, but don't be fooled by the gloss. The death of manufacturing in Britain was more than the end of an era. It was a painful transformation. And the repercussions of that trauma defines who we are to this day.
Copyright. Timelines TV.